Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. I'm pleased to be joined this afternoon by Tracy, who is here to speak with us about a recent article that she wrote for the Recording and Listening blog. Welcome, Tracy.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
So it was a fabulous article. I enjoyed it a lot. And I wonder if maybe you could start by telling us kind of the inspiration for where it came from and how you use recording and listening in that situation and that sort of thing.
Sure. The inspiration for the article was I visit my family around the Thanksgiving holiday each year, and the blog was about a reflection of how my visits have changed over the years. And in the blog, I was recalling a number of years ago, something happened. I have such a distinct memory of being in a hallway, having an interaction with someone, and feeling judged. Something came out of my mouth that was judging back. And I just in that moment had the just felt what that felt like to like, judge back, and felt how contracting and separating it felt, and in that moment I just realized like this isn't how I want to show up in this relationship.
And there's the power of awareness right there, huh? Wow.
There's the power of awareness and also the power of awareness is what's coming at me from someone else I have no control over. And yet how I show up in that I have all the control over, you know, as long as I have awareness of it. And I know through practice that, you know, a really easy fast track to connection is like staying in connected is to, you know, expand the container to something I appreciate. And so I made a conscious choice that whenever I felt, you know, that kind of contracting and what I quote unquote perceived to be judgment or that I was going to expand my perception to something I was grateful for in the moment.
Wow. So really concrete way to practice the shifting the attention.
Really a concrete way of practicing shifting the attention and using the tool that we use in practice of recording and listening to support the shifting of attention. And, you know, really beginning with, you know, anything that I appreciated in the moment and, you know, or anything that I was appreciating about, you know,
anything.
How I was showing up.
Anything.
Yeah.
There's a ray of sunshine over there. I can see it. It's off in the distance.
It is. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, and it's so amazing. And it's, you know, I see it all the time. It's so funny. As you were saying that, I was at a family function this weekend that I traveled to, and I can remember just being like, oh, my God, I'm tired, and I'm weary, and it's time to go. And then it's like, oh, my God, look at the moon, and look at all these people smiling. And, you know, talk about that moment of, like, you know, woe is me to, oh, my gosh, like, look where I am.
And, you know, Tracy, one of the things I appreciated about your article and what I'm hearing and what you're saying now is, so you're walking us through this really powerful awareness, right? So because of awareness practice, I project, you know, almost accidentally, quote, we have this really powerful moment of awareness. Like in a moment where we're not supposed to go to awareness, I project, we're trained to go to self-hate. Like, look at you. I mean, you're just as judgmental as they are, and da-da-da, right? But instead, there's this huge opening of awareness and presence which leads you to, wow, that's not how I want to be. And so that is so powerful. And such a pivotal point right there. And I feel like that's where recording and listening shines, because without that, it would be very, very hard to turn that around, even if we wanted to.
It's so true, Jen. And in that moment of feeling the contraction and having in the awareness of this isn't what I want, this isn't what I want, feeling things don't get in my body, I feel, removed mm-hmm. from the other person, and and we realize that, I don't know if it's cliche to say, but all we experience is ourselves. Like, they're going to do what they do, we get to still do what we do. Recording and listening is so simple, and it's so easy to stay in that. I think it's so habitual just to stay in that experience oh my God, I feel judged, and this is hard, and I don't mm-hmm. like how it feels, and my God, my mom's been, this has been happening mm-hmm. all these years, and woe is me, and mm-hmm. woe is me. And really using the recorder of bringing presence to what is occurring for this one, and mm-hmm. being able to be with whatever's going on, and in that practice of being with whatever's going on, then there is that ability to expand to, the gratitude. But really, you can't expand to that gratitude until you actually can be okay. with the person going on the experience. And that's that, correct. I don't know of any other way of recording and listening.
Yeah, truly. And so, Tracy, how might that look? So there's a person in a really challenging situation like that. I mean, family's a good one for just about everyone. How do you, in particular, how do you use the recorder to assist you?
So how I use the recorder, for example, I mentioned, I was just at a family function this weekend. So how I might use it is, say there's, something arising, and it wouldn't necessarily be what quote unquote I would want to do. And in the practice with recording and listening, there's always a place to direct the attention. So for example, it could be there's a number of different ways we can use the recorder. One example could be, going into a family function and deciding that I want to just be in enjoyment. And so I might sit quietly and just be with, what's my experience of enjoyment? Oh, my experience of enjoyment is, when I'm just available and smiling and open to the people around me, and, willing to just kind of go along with whatever, conversation being curious and, just enjoying, the atmosphere and whatever's happening and connecting with people and, where do I see, what makes people, come alive and talk conversation, whatever it is. And then I can listen to that recording and be reminded of how I want to be going into a family situation.
That's such a good example. So, there's the small eye over there deciding, well, I don't want to have a cocktail party. That's why can't we just go out and walk on the beach or whatever the thing would be. And then we realize, oh, right, everyone has their small preferences, and I'm part of a group here, and so I'm gonna do this. But I have complete say over the process that I practice. And so I love that image of, let's see, what? And it could be anything, right? I mean, that could be part of the fun of it. I think I'll choose enjoyment tonight. So I'm going to have all of my attention on enjoyment. So what I hear you saying is before the event, I might make, and it doesn't even, in my experience, it doesn't have to be long, but I'm going to make a recording that reminds me that I want to have my intention on enjoyment. And then I might, what, wear something or something that will remind me in the night or the, you know, in the time to turn my attention to enjoyment. The other funny image I had, Tracy, as you're talking, is, you know, phones are so much a part of our lives these days that so often it would be completely normal to say, you know what, oh, just, I'll be right back. I've got to take this phone call and listen to your one-minute recording to remind you of where you want your attention. You know, all these little ways to sort of steal off on your own just to have a tiny moment to bring you back.
That's so true. And then it's so fun to be able to, at the end of the evening, it's probably my favorite daily recording and listening practice is to make a recording of everything I just loved about the day. And then so when our attention is on enjoyment with whatever is going on, then, you know, when it goes to record in the evening about what was enjoyable, it's all right there.
Oh, that's so great. And in my experience, the more we do that, the more during the day it registers, oh, this is one of those places that I'm going to put this on my recording tonight. So now we're trained to watch for those places instead of the default ego training of watching for what's wrong and what doesn't work and what's not enough and too much. And
So, and Jen, I know we're at time, and my blog, I finished the blog saying that this family member said to me, I'm just watching you getting happier and happier over the years. Like, what are you doing? I want to do what you're doing. And so she took our recording and listening 6-week curriculum. And just as a person, you know, who is a grandma and has never meditated and has no awareness practice. And she said it was one of the best things she's ever done. And in layman's language, you know, she said, I've never looked at myself before, and I realize I like who I am. Going back to, you know, we project out towards other people, like our own reality, and for someone to actually go through our incredibly simplistic, through Living Compassion's incredibly simplistic recording and listening training that anyone can do, and to have the experience of like, oh, I actually like myself.
And how huge that is, because that's, you know, if a person's living in a world where they're not seeing that, that could create a lot of difficult things for that person and those around them. So that's just...
Exactly.
Yeah, that is so huge. Wow.
It's
very,
so
very
huge.
Inspiring.
Yeah, I just wish everyone knew about the Living Compassion 6-week experiential curriculum and would get all their family members to do it.
Right. Well, and I love what your story illustrates so beautifully is Gandhi's, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. Because there you are, diligently practicing. And then, and you know, you're not going around waving big flags, everyone needs to do this, everyone. But people notice because you are the change, you are the transformation. And so then they come to you, which really positions people to be able to take advantage of it in a way they're not, because we all know how that is. Come on, you have to do this. You really should do this. No, you have to. You should do this, right? It's a completely different experience than when we seek it out ourselves. So it's just such a beautiful story all the way around in that way.
Yes, and that we have something that's so simple for people to have their own direct experience, that it's not a concept. It's not we're trying to get them somewhere where they're not, that they can have a really fun experience and get to see for themselves how it really feels when we're directing attention to what is and what's right here in life that we often, we so often miss.
Yes, exactly so. Well, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks, Jen.
Very fun.
Yeah.
All right.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take good care. Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks.